Welcome to the Smart Center Connections podcast. My name is Maddie Birmholm.
And my name is Madison Anderson. We are interns here at the Smart Center.
The University of Memphis School of Social Work Smart Research, Training, and Treatment Center aims to provide evidence-based interventions for school-based mental health programming, increase access for school-based behavioral health programming in underserved areas, offer training on best practices in telebehavioral health, develop opportunities to research the use of technology in practice, and provide direct services to the state's most vulnerable populations.
If you have any questions, please call the Smart Center at 901-678-1636. Today, we're going to talk about seasonal depression. I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with or have experienced seasonal depression. It normally starts to kick in this time of the year. The days are becoming gloomier and shorter. Your energy may start decreasing and you are starting to lack motivation in certain areas of your life. This is very common, and today we're going to discuss ways we can get through this fall and winter season feeling motivated, energized, and healthy.
It is very common this time of year to feel like you're struggling to stay focused on schoolwork, your job, and daily activities. There are several ways to set goals and practice self-care to take control of our mental health, which should be your number one priority.
This time of the year, it is also common for people to start feeling anxious about the holidays coming up. Holidays come with a lot of sadness for people. I recently read that 38% of people say their stress increases during the holiday season. Stress and sadness can come from a lot of different reasons, one being the loss of a family member, friend, a dog, and maybe your family recently split and there are going to be a lot of changes this season. Stress may be increased because of financial burdens that can cause a significant amount of stress and affect social interactions with people at holiday events.
First, we are going to talk about ways to navigate our seasonal depression and give you some tips to help conquer that sadness. The first step that we have is, or tip, is to wake up every day a little earlier than you should and spend time alone. This creates a peaceful start to your day and can result in a more positive outlook. Find encouraging podcasts or music to listen to on your way to work or school that will create motivation and will help you feel refreshed for the day. Another step you could take is journaling your feelings and anxieties. Journaling is a healthy way to let all your feelings out and acknowledge them. Another tip we have is to start a routine of exercising at least 30 minutes a day to keep your energy levels up. That will send endorphins throughout your body to create joy. And lastly, you could speak daily affirmations every day to yourself when you are feeling overwhelmed with anxiety or sadness, and this routine will become habitual.
Self-care is extremely important for your mental health. It is so easy to not make time for yourself when life is busy. Put your mental health first and create time for yourself even when your schedule is hectic. Now let's discuss ways to control our stress surrounding the holidays. Although it is the best time of the year for so many, the holidays come with a lot of stress and sadness for people for so many different reasons. Here are some ways to get through the season. Acknowledge your feelings. It is okay to feel sadness if you have lost a loved one. You are grieving. Do not feel bad for not being joyful. It is okay to not be okay. Volunteer. Help others. Helping others can set a new perspective of the holidays. Lean on your support system. Support can come from several places: family, friends, church, or your community. Maintain your expectations. Do not set high expectations. Set realistic goals and pace yourself.
While seasonal depression is very common, oftentimes people will feel embarrassed or ashamed to reach out or ask for help. We want to encourage you to not feel that way and to know that it is something many people deal with. Do not be afraid or worried to share your hardships and know that there are people who care and are willing to help.
If you or someone you know experience seasonal depression or chronic depression, make sure to check out the Smart Center website and newsletter each month with events and webinars to attend to find support through these hard times. Thank you for listening to the Smart Center Connections podcast. If you need any resources or services from the Smart Center, contact us at 901-678-1636. Thank you.